share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. It's been almost 2 years. We are still breathing behind masks, still not shaking hands, and some of us can't even see our loved ones back in our hometown. The reality is, we can't really see the end of this pandemic just yet. The number of cases has been fluctuating, giving us a false sense of winning, only to realize that the war is far from over. However, even with all the hardship, our medical heroes and frontliners have not raised the white flag just yet. Sharing our critically ill COVID-19 patients in Sungai Buloh Hospital ICU. We are almost running out of beds. Please stay healthy and stay safe. pic.twitter.com/xbcfafog. Noor Hisham Abdullah, at DG Hisham, May 2, 2021. The Director General of Health, Tan Sri Datuk Seri Dr. Noor Hisham Abdullah, shared the latest facts on the current situation at the health facility. In addition, he also uploaded several pieces and videos showing the real situations they face every day there. He also revealed the truth about the current situation in hospitals at the moment. He said, according to statistics reported to the National CPRC, the latest COVID-19 critical care bed, ICU utilization rate in the Klang Valley on average had reached 90% on the morning of the 2nd of May 2021. A total of six hospitals with critical care beds, ICUs dedicated to treating COVID-19 patients were found to have exceeded the alert threshold. Bed utilization rate exceeded 70%, namely Sungai Buloh Hospital, Kuala Lumpur Hospital, Ampang Hospital, Serdang Hospital, Seliang Hospital and Tengku Ampuan Rahima Klang Hospital, where some of them have already approached 100%. Menurut Statistik Yang Dilaporkan Kepada CPRC Kebangsaan, Kadar Penggunaan Kadal Rawatan Critical, ICU COVID-19 Terkini. Posted by Noor Hisham Abdullah on Saturday, May 1, 2021. He also urged the community to help the MO by always adhering to the standard operating procedures, SOP, set by the government and adhere to the health advice that is often emphasized by the MO to break the chain of COVID-19 infection in the country. A level of 100% compliance by all parties is essential to help the country recover from this crisis. Also read, HR Minister, employers should grant leave to employees taking COVID-19 vaccine shot. Share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.